We're on the telephone this morning with Todd Frazier. Todd is business director for Pioneer Hybrid for the states of Iowa and Missouri. Well, Todd, we all know it's just been a really tough summer for a lot of growers out there, and there's a lot of questions right now about, just what to do with this crop. I know a lot of folks are already cutting silage. There's questions about crop insurance. So what kind of advice are you giving to your customers out there?
Oh, yes, definitely been a challenging summer with the lack of rain and the drought we're seeing, and we haven't seen for probably more than a couple decades. But what we're encouraging growers right now is to get out in those fields and look at them, because there's certainly a lot going on that they need to look at. I think it'll if they can observe fields now, it'll probably have less questions when the combine runs through, because we certainly see a lot of variation out in those fields, and a lot of it having to do with planting date. Certainly the earlier planting dates look better than the later planting dates. Tillage, the more tillage we see, probably the more stress there is as we lose moisture in that process. And certainly other things, soil types and fertility and those kind of things that add stress or take away stress can sure make a big difference with those really high temperatures we see and the wind and the lack of moisture. So just encourage the guys to get out now and take a look so they know what's out there and kind of know how to guide the crop from there.
Well, I know there's certainly a lot of areas where the crop's probably completely gone by now, but we also hear comments from farmers saying, the crop's holding up a lot better than we would have expected. I know we heard this comment last summer in that hot spell we had as well, and they attribute a lot of that to the improved genetics and technologies that we have.
Yeah, definitely. We certainly see some differences there. We've launched Aquamax hybrids that are drought tolerant, and just by coincidence, this year is when we really ramped up the volume on those, and we're certainly seeing some differences there on the drought tolerance of those products and take the stress a little bit better than others are shining this year. So that's something things you certainly want to watch out for and look for when you're out in those fields. And you mentioned harvest too, probably being much earlier this year than prior years with the heat we had and the high nighttime temperatures. It really pushed this crop along, let alone the stress that usually makes the harvest a little bit earlier. So that's why we really encourage you guys to get out and watch those fields, because there's a lot of variation. There's some better looking fields, there's some more stress fields, and harvest will come a lot earlier than what growers think. And I think they need to really look at that crop and understand what the standability looks like, because when we see stresses, root and stock growth is not as good as normal, so that may mean an early harvest, and need to watch that close as well. And the crop's drying down very fast, so just encourage them to get out and take a close look at those fields and be ready to manage them here as harvest is coming up very fast.
Well, with these prices where they're at, I'm sure a lot of guys are already starting to think about 2013 and wanting to come back strong with a good crop next year. And that brings up the question about seed supplies. Are we going to have enough seed to fill the need going forward?
Yeah, great question. We're seeing a lot of growers already, there's always optimism in agriculture, so they're looking forward to next year. And a lot of growers have already sat down and understood their crop insurance coverage from this year and understand, they're in good shape, good peace of mind there, and good financial backing with that crop insurance. So it allows you to kind of shift gears to look at next year's crop. And as far as the seed crop is concerned, certainly it's out there in similar environments, so we're watching it very closely and communicating well with our sales rep network on how that seed crop is progressing. And by and large, certainly in better shape than the overall commercial crop is for a lot of reasons that we can walk through. But we at Pioneer definitely probably have a really good handle on what our demand is for customers and what that supply is looking like out in the field, because we plan customer needs for that seed crop, customer by customer, hybrid by hybrid. So we've got a name on those hybrids today, and then we're doing everything we can this summer to mitigate the risk from the drought. And that would be, we've got almost 2/3 of our production is under irrigation. We do things like grow a lot of excess to account for production risk or even just sales risk. If there's more demand, we want to be able to meet that demand for hybrids and for the crop in general. So we grow a lot of extra. Certainly we grow in a lot of locations across the U.S., all the way from Nebraska to Ohio, to catch a lot of different variation in environments, plus on a lot of good ground there with a lot of irrigation that really helps mitigate that risk. And then some of the littler things that come into play, too. We save a lot of seed from prior year, have it in cold storage, do good quality tests on it, and then have that available for the following year. So we kind of have a savings account, so to speak, that we bring in from prior year to help shore that up. So we feel pretty good about meeting the demand and maybe having a little upside, too, as there's growth out there in acres or just more demand for our products. So we feel good about that and encourage our growers to keep talking to us because we'll, you know, in that September-October time frame is when we'll offer some of our better deals to make a commitment for next year. So we feel good about the seed crop despite the drought conditions that are out there.
Todd, anything else top of mind with Pioneer and its customers right now?
Yeah, and again, we just encourage our customers to get out with their Pioneer rep. Would love to go along and help them look at these fields this year so they can really make the best management decisions from here to harvest, because it's certainly a different year and a lot of unique questions. So get a hold of your Pioneer sales rep or a lot of information on Pioneer.com around silage harvest and crop insurance and crop management and harvest information. So encourage them to go there too and ask a lot of questions.